Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. The James Webb Space Telescope has been the subject of NASA's superlative publicity engine this last month, and I'm sure that many Fine Music Radio listeners have heard about this magnificent achievement. Superb images have been rolling in since the 12th of July that confirm it has settled at its Lagrange 2 orbital position and its all systems go, and its images are working just fine. It is orbiting the Sun, that is 1.5 million kilometres away from the Earth at what is called the second Lagrange point, or L2. What's special about this orbit is that it lets the telescope stay in line with the Earth as it moves around the Sun. This allows the satellite's large sun shield to protect the telescope from the light and heat of the Sun and Earth and Moon. Webb primarily observes infrared light, which can sometimes be felt as heat. Because the telescope will be observing the very faint infrared signals of very distant objects, it needs to be shielded from any bright, hot sources. This also includes the satellite itself. The sun shield serves to separate the sensitive mirrors and instruments not only from the Sun and the Earth and the Moon, but also the spacecraft itself. And the telescope will be operating at about 225 degrees below zero. And the temperature difference between the hot and cold sides of the telescope is huge. You could almost boil water on the hot side and freeze nitrogen on the cold side. The sun shield gives the telescope the equivalent of 1 million SPF sunscreen points. Imagine that. Anyhow, back to the images. What they tell us is how much more resolution there is from this modern telescope compared to the Hubble Space Telescope, whose images we are all very familiar with. You would expect this since the Hubble comes from a 1980s design, and although the James Webb has been on the drawing board for more than two decades and construction began in 2004, engineering standards have come a long way. This goes for construction, materials, and even the launch. The James Webb's mission's lifetime after launch is designed to be at least 5 years and could last longer than 10 years. The lifetime is limited by the amount of fuel used for maintaining the orbit and by the possibility that Webb's components will degrade over time in the harsh environment of space. Yet we've observed that consistently telescopes in space have a longer shelf life than anticipated. So what's it going to do up there? Well, it's got a packed work plan. There are four main science themes, that is early universe, galaxy evolution, stellar life cycles, and other worlds. Each of these themes can be probed in the wavelengths that the James Webb has been designed for, mostly infrared. And within these science themes lie some big questions. For example, do biosignatures exist on nearby Earth-like planets? Will the JWST find signs of life in the atmospheres of exoplanets? Using the techniques of transit spectroscopy, we'll be able to see the intensity and wavelengths of light passing through planets' atmospheres and be able to tell what chemicals exist in that planet's atmosphere. And there's some chemicals which we believe cannot be created by anything other than industrial processes, which implies intelligent life. Some big questions about the formation of galaxies and stars will be answered by this new telescope. For instance, was the universe born with black holes already in place? Did black holes precede the first stars? Were black holes formed immediately after the Big Bang? And what about galaxies that have no dark matter? How come? What happened there? And these are questions which will be addressed in the next 10 years. There are many things the James Webb will teach us, designed as it is to look at infrared light, which has a longer wavelength and therefore can pass through objects in space that visible light gets blocked by, such as gas and dust. And this is one of the reasons that the new early images, which you may have seen, have greater definition than those taken by the Hubble Space Telescope, because the gas and dust aren't getting in the way. The South African radio telescopes will also play their part in adding pieces of the puzzle, as now astronomers use results from many different types of telescopes to give a fuller and clearer picture of what's going on. So we look forward to the results from the James Webb Space Telescope in the years to come. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.